I am coming to realize what Eastern thinkers have known all along, that our older years are a very special time, or should be. Of course, as Westerners who can sometimes think we know everything, many of us think, now that we may not be working or working as compulsively as we once were, that our lives are without purpose. Sometimes we feel rather useless, almost like albatrosses in society. Actually, in ancient cultures, these older years are a time when a person who is spiritually evolved and has the ability to pass his or her teachings along to others may be considered a wisdom keeper, sort of a visionary. For me, these have been years when I have learned things that were especially important to me, about paying attention to what I love and about being in the moment. These are certainly the years to look at our lives and consider, having had the experiences I've had and knowing what I know, how do I want to live the rest of my life? The hard part is keeping the saging space in the face of a culture that doesn't always see our worth. It's a time when we can more comfortably retire our narcissism, put down our need to prove ourselves, either because we've done that already or because we've learned with the years that there was nothing to prove, really. I mean, who exactly were we proving something to? And in doing more of that lately, what I'm finding is surprises lie everywhere. If I live a life that's carefully chosen by my instincts, my heart, and my inner knowing, and not only in my head, I can be true to myself, no matter what anybody else thinks of my truth. I just keep noticing how rich my life has become. One surprise I found is that I am writing about how I feel. Another is that you are listening to my writing and to me reading it. Another surprise is that I'm living with a deeper appreciation of my soulmates and my friends of the heart, some of them old friends and some of them new. Another surprise is that I keep finding synchronicities in the universe. As Lao Tzu said, when the pupil is ready, the teacher will come. One important advantage of growing older is that now I have my own history of experience to learn from. Now I can trace back the timeline of an event to see how something that happened years ago has led me to something that's happening today. When I moved to Wisconsin, I met a couple of people who are dear friends. One of those friends, a writer, suggested I send one of my essays to Lake Effect, which is the place from which you're listening to me at this moment. Do you know what I mean? Can you trace how meeting your significant other happened, maybe because you were going through one of the most difficult times of your life, or how you began your career by sitting next to someone on an airplane, or how you found a solution to some life problem you were confused about because of a book someone recommended or a dream you once had? Think about the supposedly uneventful little things you did that may have indirectly led to something important in your life, and see if they're in some even subtle way connected. I know a woman who was selling her precious possessions due to her midlife divorce, and no, it wasn't me. She was sitting on the stoop of her home with grocery bags all around her, but without the energy to bring them into the house. The second-hand shop owner came over to assess some of her furniture for resale at his shop. He asked why she was sitting there, and she told him because she was too depressed to bring in the groceries. He brought them in. At this point, the two are happily married for over 20 years. Useless at 65 or 75 or 95? Not at all. Actually, this time of life gives us an even more important role to play in life as teachers and mentors to younger people. Often, and unfortunately, we think that we are how much money we make, how much status we have, or how good, read how young, we look, or that our worth is about how many concrete tasks we can finish in a day. Saging may be more about what our true purpose in life is, which is deeper than just artist, dentist, businessman, wife. It is perhaps evolving into a being that is coming from a space of wisdom. And no amount of formal education can buy us a piece of paper that qualifies a sage. In fact, paper may even obscure the actual act of saging and simply feed our narcissism instead. I think we need to appreciate that, and perhaps we need to help others to appreciate that as well. This is a monologue now because I'm not giving you a chance to say anything, but I'd like to make it a dialogue. Has your life become richer with age? Exactly how? And let me know your answer. I can guess it's not because of the second home you bought up north or the car you traded in for a luxury model. But you tell me. I'll be here, awaiting your answer.